Namanda, Vutsunamanda, 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 Vutsunamanda.
Begin this morning by reading a passage from Shindan Shonin's Notes on the Inscriptions of Sacred Scrolls. This is Shindan's commentary on inscriptions that had been written on important scrolls of the tradition. So it's his way of kind of commenting and unpacking the meaning of our sacred teachings for us. Shindan Shonin no Songo Shinzo Meimo no 一部をいただいてから始めたいと思います。 Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho お願いします. Never at variance with that land, one is drawn there by its spontaneous working. Jinen. That land is the land of peace. Never at variance means not upside down, not at variance. Through the power of the great vow, the person who has realized true and real Shinjin, the heart of entrusting in the Buddha's wisdom, naturally is in accord with the cause of birth in the Pure Land and is drawn by the Buddha's karmic power. Hence, the going is easy, and ascending to and attaining the supreme nirvana is without limit.
Gokoku fukyaku ijinen shi shoken というのは、五国はその国ということであり、安養浄土 のことである。不逆位は、理にかなっているということであり、間違いないということである。逆は逆さまということであり、意は違うということである。真実の信心を得た人は、大いなる本願の働きによるので、次念に浄土往生の因が間違いないものでとなり、その働きに惹かれているから生きやすく、そのこの上ない大いなる涅槃の悟りに至ることに極まりがないと言われているのであると。ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ。
Once again, I welcome you to our service this morning. Next week's a very important service here at the temple. Does anyone know what we're doing, what service and activities we're having next week? Obon, right? Obon. So next week's our Obon service. And so today I wanted to talk a little bit about this thing. What is this? Obon, right? This is called an obon in Japan. In Japanese, obon is a platter or a tray, right? And this is the same word for this tray or this platter is obon. It's the exact same kanji that we use to write the word obon. Now, this celebration of obon that we do is based on the sutra, one of the Buddha's teachings called the Ulambana Sutra, or the Urombongyo, Urabongo. And so that Urabon is the same character, is bon. There are a couple of different explanations for what that word Urabon means. The most common one that we often hear is that it's from this word Ulambana, Ulambana. And so Ulambana means to be hung upside down by your feet. To be hung upside down by your feet. That's the meaning of Ulambana. Ulambana. And so in one of the traditional stories of Obon, it's about one of the Buddha's disciples, his disciple Mahamoggallayana, who's very concerned about his mother. He enters into meditation and he sees that she's being hung upside down by her feet. Urabongyo の由来の一つの説は、釈迦様の仏弟子、木蓮がお母さんはどこにいるかと気になってて、こう逆さまに足から引っかかってることを見て、大変だと思って。 So one of the understandings of Obon is that when our loved ones disappear, we can't, when they pass over to the other shore, we can't see them. So they might be hanging upside down by their feet like this. And so we should try to do something to help them, especially around this time of Obon.
そして、まあ、亡くなったご先祖はこう逆さまにかかってること大変だ。
So one of the things we can do, put some offerings on a tray, make an offering, and in that way we might be able to help them. It's one of the traditional understandings of Obon, that Obon, this Urambana, Urabon, so Ura means to be hung upside down by your feet, and Obon, Bon is a tray, so you put some offerings on that tray, and you make those offerings, and that is a one way of helping or assisting those who have gone over to the other shore. That's a kind of common, popular understanding of Obon.
まあ、こういう通常のあるお盆の考え方の一つは、お盆の時にいろいろお供えをして、そういうご先祖を助かることができるということですね。
And so it's about being concerned for some people. Some understanding is that Obon is about being concerned about those in the afterlife, those who've gone over to the other shore.
まあ一つの考え方は、先祖が逆さまになって大変だという、まあ心配を持ってそれをお盆に備える人とかありますね。
So when I heard this story, I was reminded of another story that's been very popular around our house lately. And it's a story about this fish. About this fish. Yes, has anybody ever seen a fish like this before? Dilma, have you seen a fish like this? What's this fish called?
Frownfish.
It's called a frown fish, right? A frown fish. And some of you in the back may have a hard time seeing, but this fish doesn't look very happy, does it? It's got a big frown on its face. Very, very sad fish. And so in this story, there's some people. So for example, our friend, Mr. Sock Monkey, also known as Mizaru. You might remember Mizaru. He made an appearance here a little earlier this year. So Mizaru comes across this frown fish and says, "Hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you so sad?"
Glub, glub.
Hey? Well, let's try to cheer you up. I don't like your frowny face. It brings me down. Let's be happy. Right? So he says, "Okay, how about this? I'll sing you a song."
来大日の音読は
Why aren't you smiling? Don't you like my singing? Oh, my singing won't make you happy. How about I offer you some delicious fruit? I like fruit. Would you like some fruit?
Blub, blub.
Oh, you're still not happy. Well, I've got an idea. Let's play one of my favorite games. We'll play Ring Around the Rosie. Okay? Let's play Ring Around the Rosie. Ring around the Rosie, pocket full of rosy, ashes, ashes, we all fall down! Whoop. Now you're smiling!
Glub, glub.
Wait a second. Maybe you've been smiling all along, and I was just looking at you upside down. Maybe this is the way that you always look. Maybe this is the way you look happy. So I was looking at you, thinking you were sad. I was getting annoyed and frustrated with you. But actually, oh, you've been a happy fish all along. I just didn't understand, right? And so this, when we look at the world from our regular human perspective, we think, oh, we can't see our ancestors anymore. Oh, they must be having a hard time. We worry about them. We worry about them, right?
まあ私たちがご先祖が目が見えないからどうなってるかと心配になって心がけるんですね。
However, the Buddha teaches us that if we look closely, who are the ones who are having a hard time in this world? Our ancestors were taught, those who have gone before, have immediately been welcomed into the land of peace and bliss, Amida Buddha's realm of immeasurable enlightenment. But it's us who, living in this world, we get frustrated by little things. We see somebody and we say, "Hey, what's wrong with you?" We get annoyed with people because we think that they must be wrong. Why is he frowning? What reason does he have to frown? Whereas who was mistaken? Was it the fish? Was it the sock monkey? Right, it was the sock monkey. It was us who, with our own ideas of this world, our own attitude of it must be my way. Those other people, they can't be mistaken. Must be. Those other people, they can't be right. Must be me. I'm right. Can't be that I'm wrong and they're right. Right? So we have this way of looking at this world that in many cases, we're seeing things upside down based on our own ideas, my way of how it should be. Oh, I think that this is a frown. But for frownfish, this is a smile, right? So as we get to know frownfish, as we make friends with him, as we try to do things for him, try to cheer him up, then we realize that what we thought was a frown was actually his smile. So as we go through life, if we can learn to let go of my idea, it must be my way, and to open our minds to see things from other people's point of view, then we begin to realize that in many cases, we're the ones who are mistaken. With this broader, more open mind, then we begin to understand the compassion of the Buddha. We begin to appreciate all the things that those who have gone before have done for us to sustain us, to guide us in their lives. So for us, in our tradition, Obon isn't a time to worry about our ancestors. Rather, it's a time to look at, how am I living? How am I living? They've already been liberated, free from suffering. They've shown us with their very lives that this life is impermanent, that our time here is short and precious. So let's make the most of it. That's the message that we receive at Obon time. And so when we receive that message, then we find great joy. We find that the whole world is turned right side up for us. And in that, we find great peace of mind. And that's the peace of mind we find in Obon. That's why Shindan Shonin says that when we live guided by the Nembutsu, guided by the wisdom of the Buddha's teaching, that we're never at variance. Our way of thinking is never gets turned upside down. We're able to see things as they truly are, illuminated by the Buddha's wisdom. Ma sakasama ni mono o miru というのは、まあ私たち凡夫のものの見方ですね。仏様のものの見方というのは、亡くなったご先祖の方々がもうお浄土の極楽にいて、その気をあまりない楽なお浄土の極楽に至っているので、この逆さまとなっているのは私さん、私こそ、間違っているのは私こそ、これが気づいたら仏様の目から人生を見えることができて、また繰り返して正しく見えることができます。これは南無阿弥陀仏の念仏の生き方ですね。自念というそのままおのずからで物事が正しくなるという考え方でございます。
So I'd like to conclude my message today. I hope you'll all be able to join us next week. We'll have more reflections on this season of Obon from our guest ministers. Reverend Dean Koyama will be giving a wonderful message for the families, and our English message, Reverend Akinori Imai from retired minister of the Berkeley Buddhist Temple, Berkeley Higashi Otani Buddhist Temple, will be giving our Japanese message. So it'll be a wonderful gathering of joy for us in this Obon season. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegai shimasu.
Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo
Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.